Okay, Chevra, first of all, welcome back. Now the Zman really begins in earnest. Until now, it's been like all practice. I was thinking before that maybe the reason why we have Simchas Torah right before the Zman is, in all seriousness, like because if we're not happy, if we don't enjoy what we're learning, we're not going to remember it. And whatever goes on in life, like if Torah makes us happy, we're in a much better place, so we have to try to be misameyach with our learning. So I'd like to learn with you today just Simin Pezayin Se'if Tes. I think that's what we're up to, and we're talking about the Cholov Hanimtza Bekeva. Now, just to introduce the concept over here, animals have stomachs. Animals have a few different stomachs in most cases. And the stomach of the animal contains a very powerful enzyme called rennet. Rennet is the type of enzyme that makes milk coagulate and become cheese. That's the yisod of rennet. The stuff is really, really powerful, really effective. Rennet is gewaltig. Now, the way to make cheese, the easiest way, would be that you take the animal stomach itself and you pour some milk into it. Alternatively, you take a little piece of animal stomach and you throw it into a vat of milk, and that will cause the milk to coagulate. Now, that animal stomach that has rennet is called in halacha the or hakeva. The or hakeva is the skin of the stomach that has a lot of rennet that is able to make cheese. But there's also another way to make cheese, which is that you can make cheese not with the or hakeva, but with the cholov shevakeva. Meaning, let's say you have an animal, like a younger animal, a calf, let's say, and the calf nursed from mommy calf. So the calf got some of mommy calf's milk in its stomach. That milk that's going to be in the calf's stomach also will have a tremendous amount of potent rennet, and that rennet will be able to be maimed gevina as well. Right, that's the basic yesod. Now, obviously, if I tell you that the way we make cheese is based on taking some cow's stomach and throwing it into milk, this raises a kasha that l'cha'ora, all cheese should be basar b'chalav, which is called treif. No? So this is a very serious issue that all the Rishonim deal with. Ubefrat, that we paskin that if you're maimed gevina with or kevas nevela, let's say you take a treif animal and you throw the stomach of that treif animal into the milk, so then it's going to be treif cheese, no? So how come any cheese is kosher? Shouldn't it be what we call basar b'chalav? So the Rishonim ask this kasha, and the Rishonim effectively give two answers. One answer is that it's not really basar b'chalav because everything is cold, and therefore it's not going to be basar b'chalav. You have heter of meat and heter of milk that are mixing together. It's not going to be basar b'chalav. Alternatively, they say that it's not basar b'chalav because it's going to, by definition, be shishim. However, both of these bets are off if instead of using a or kevas kishera, if I use an or kevas nevela. If the stomach of the animal that I throw into that vat of milk is from a treif animal, a treif, a nevela, something like that, so then in that situation, even though it's cold, it becomes usser. And that iser is called a davar hamaimid, which is if you're in Shulchan Aruch. Davar hamaimid means that you have an item that makes a change, it creates a change in some other item that is called maimid, and that is going to be usser L'cha'ira asher midrabbanan, although we'll discuss it more in greater detail when we learn Sif Yud. Now, although the nevela is also l'cha'ira going to be batel b'shishim when it's thrown into the milk, we have to say somehow that bittel doesn't help over here, also because of the din of davar hamaymid. So this din of davar hamaymid is like a super duper din, which kind of beats both kulas, the kula that it is cold, and the kula that there is shishim. Both of these are beaten by the yisoid of davar hamaymid in Se'if Yud, and that's why Ur Kevas Nevela makes treif cheese, and Ur Kevas Keshera does not make treif cheese, it makes kosher cheese. Ad kan, the basic introduction. Introduction part number two comes from a Mishnah and a Gemara on Kuf Tes Zayin in Maseches Gulin. Right, the Mishnah says that kevas nevela is asura, or kevas oibekuchamish on nevela is asura, but or shal kevas kshera, it's only going to be asur if there's no same tam, which is basically what we said until now. Right, that's intro number one. Then the Mishnah talks about a kshera sheyanka min hatreifa, which means that the calf, the kosher calf, is getting milk from a treif animal. So then the Mishnah says it's usser. But treifa sheyanka min hakshera is mutter, mipnei shekanos b'me'echa. Right, that's what the Mishnah says. Now the Gemara comments that this issue really depends on some history of Talmud, because there's kaidim chazara and there is la'achar chazara. No? At one point in Jewish history, we felt it's going to be usur. At another point, we felt it's going to be mutter. And there is some change. And the Mishnah is like presenting two historical time periods. I don't know what Talmud scholars would do with this one. This is like kind of difficult. But there are two time periods in two lines of the Mishnah right next to each other. Ad kan divrei ha-gemara. Now, when we talk about cholav hanimtza bekeva, right? The Mishnah says that if I have a kshera sheyanka min hatreifa, it's usur. Treifa sheyanka min hakshera is mutter. And this is not necessarily correct lahalacha, because many Rishonim hold, the Rif and Rambam foremost among them, that even kshera sheyanka min hatreifa is going to be even kshera sheyanka min hatreifa is going to be mutter la'achar chazara. The Rif and the Rambam say that any milk that is found inside the stomach of a calf, that milk, whether the milk is karush or the milk is solal, whether it is thickened and hardened or the milk is still clear and liquidy, Rif and Rambam hold it is mutter. Right, the Rif is mem beis um beis over to mem gimel mer aleph. Rambam parak tes halacha tes vav. The Rambam says that it is mutter. Now, the question is this so pashut? You see, if I have kishera sheyanka min hatreifa, let's say the animal nurses like a second before it's shechted, no? Is that also going to be mutter? Maybe. But it's a little bit harder to understand because the chol of treifa is non-kosher. So now I have chol of treifa that's in a cup. The cup is called an animal stomach. Why would it be kosher? So Reb Fiva Cohen writes, in the Badei HaShulchan, I was mitzayin the tziyunim over here, Reish Lamed Vav or something, in the Badei HaShulchan. Reb Fiva points out that he quotes at most poskim, he quotes a Prichadash and others who say that if the animal just nursed from a treifa, so even the Rif and the Rambam hold it's going to be usur. The heter, according to the Rif and the Rambam, is because it becomes pir sheba alma. No, that's the way they quote it, which, by the way, is the lashon of the Gemara in the parentheses right before the Mishnah, the Bam Kuf Tazayin on the base. No? That ksheira sheyonkam and akshreifa is going to be mutter because it's pir sheba alma. Says the Bible, pir sheba alma means it begins to get digested. And l'cha'ira, that doesn't happen immediately. It only becomes pir sheba alma after a certain amount of time. How much time? Not sure. And he quotes in one of the tziyunim also that the Rabbeinu Tam, tziyun reish lamed hei, the Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar writes that if your mash has man ma'at likreish, then it's going to be permitted. Again, now this is Rabbeinu Tam within the Rabbeinu Tam worldview that we'll talk about in a minute. But basically what Rabbeinu Tam is saying is that the digestion doesn't happen right away. L'cha'ira, it takes a certain amount of time. And immediately after the animal nursed, the chalav tzolol is going to be usur, it blibes chalav treifa. It only becomes mutter when some process happens that it begins to digest a teeny bit. Azoi fashteyer b'divrei harambam. Yes, sir. Mr. Rosenzweig.
This might be like a Matthias question, but how do we know that the milk that you find inside of the stomach is the one that just came from the drink just now? Could be there's other milk there also, or like...
Right. Let's say we know the Mitzvah is that this animal is only being yoinik from a treifa. Right? Mami is a treifa, and this animal is only taken from a treifa. You're right. If it's a question that... So then we'd have to deal with like spekos and bitol and...
Also, the stomach, like, if there are two...
Zebzegorim.
Oh, I was going to say Zebzegorim, but I was going to say if you find Sala and you find Karish, then... You can say the
Karish
is like a bad...
Wait. So far I'm within Rif and the Rambam. And the Rif and the Rambam seem to be the same. However, in Kenim HaDevarim, they're not the same. Because if you read the Rambam Perek Tes Halacha Tesvav, the way we have the Rambam's Lashon is that when the Kishera is Yonkam and HaTrefa, it's okay. Shaharei Yishtaneh. Yishtaneh is Lashon Asid. That means it will change. Das meint that it didn't yet change. So Reb Fivel Cohen notes in the Tziyunim in the Badei HaShulchan that if the Gir says Yishtaneh, L'cha'ira, the Rambam is not the same as the Rif. However, he says that he's inclined to a different Gir of the Rambam, which, by the way, we do not have in our good girsas of Rambam. The best Rambam with girsaos is the Frankel, Kayadua, right? And in the Frankel, they have the Shinuyei Nuschaos. And when I looked there this morning, I didn't see anything. But Reb Fivel points out that if you look in the Sefer Yad Yehuda and the Minchas Yaakov is a commentary in the Torah Chatos, and the Yad Yehuda is a Sefer that we've quoted a few times this year, they quote the Rambam Shari Nishtaneh, not Yishtaneh. If it's Nishtaneh, so we could say that Solol is only going to be Mutter if it already underwent some process. But we can't categorically, automatically say that Solol is Mutter. The other Perush, that Yishtaneh is enough to be Mutter, L'cha'ayra, that Perush has to be saying something different. V'afaresh et sichati. We had a question when we learned the sugya of shalil and shalya. Remember this? A shalil is like a baby animal. So shalil creates basar b'chov min atayra. A shalya is a placenta. And we said regarding shalya, and there's a whole shir titled this way, about pir sheba alma. That's the last shir that we gave, no? Pir sheba alma. So shalya is mutter because it's pir sheba. What does pir sheba mean? So pir sheba could mean two things. Pir sheba could mean it's garbage, no? Or pirsha could mean it's not garbage, but it is something that is separated from where it came from. Right? Remember this? Right? We spoke about shulya two ways. L'cha'ayra, if you have the girsa in the Rambam of Yishtaneh, it's more mistaber that would be working with pirsha ba'alma in the sense of it is separated, zos omeres, that the milk that comes from a behema, that's a trefa, is going to be still ke'ilu, it's attached to the animal, and the milk is treif. But once that animal goes into a new animal, since it's now in a new location, it's in a location that organically it can change, yishtaneh, so then it's called pirsha ba'alma, meaning it's a separate entity. Kachner alafi and the yistaiti, as the pshat in the Rambam, with the girsa of yishtaneh, which is the only girsa we have in the Rambam, although, admittedly, this girsa is more difficult conceptually than the others. Good? Now, Maran HaMehaber, we call him the Beis Yosef, right? So Rabbi Yosef Karo paskins like Rambam and Rif, right? Rabbi Yosef Karo doesn't distinguish between Rambam and Rif, and he says a cholav hanimsa bekeva is not cholav, and you're allowed to cook afilu bitzolol sheba. That's the halacha that he paskins straight up. Then he quotes a yesh misha oser. Now, the yesh misha oser could be one of two things. You see, there are two different shitas harishonim who aser. There is a shita of Rashi, that Rashi tainas that bein karush, bein salol, cholav shebekeva, no matter what is oser. It doesn't matter if the milk is hardened, or if it's soft, if it's liquidy or solid, it's usser, 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 usser. That's Shitas Rashi, no? It's mamish punkt fakert from the Rambam. The Rambam says mutter, mutter, and they say usser, usser, right? Now, there is a third Shita, and there's a fourth Shita. The third Shita is the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam in the Taisus on Kuftes Zayin Amid Beis, Rabbeinu Tam tainas that there is a difference between chalav that is karush and chalav that is tzalol. Meaning, once it becomes karush, once it's been in the stomach and it began to coagulate and harden, so then it changed, then it became like pirsha ba'alma. Then it's mutter, no? But if it's tzalol, it remains asar. That is the shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. When the Mechaber quotes Yesh Misha Oiser, so the Shach in Os Chaf Hei and the Taz in Os Zayin both understand that the Yesh Misha Oiser of the Mechaber is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Shitas Rashi does not make it at all. Meaning, Yesh Misha Oser is only going to be that the Tzolol is Oser, but the Karush for sure is Mutter. That's why the Shach and the Taz understand Bidas HaMechaber. And the reason for that is because earlier in Simen Pei Aleph, in Se'if Vav, did any of you have a chance to do Sif Dal with Hei and Vav in Simen Pei Aleph?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I would test you, but I... You know, you're a chosen now, it's like we have to be nice. But I don't know if there's such a... Isn't it really have to be nice to guys once they get engaged? Mr. Rose, oh, you're no gay abadavar. You are as no gay abadavar as they come. But basically, the Mechaber in Tzimin Pei Aleph never quotes the opinion of Rashi, meaning the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam does make it, but not the opinion of Rashi. Now, me'anyein hadavar, and this is a point that the Badei HaShulchan makes in the Be'urim on page 32, that within the Rabbeinu Tam, right, so Karosh is mutter, tzalol is asar, is actually a halacha. Meaning to say, azoy, in the Gemara they speak about kan lefnei chazara, kan la'achar chazara. Now the chazara means l'cha'ora that now we're going to be more mekel, right? So the chazara would be the pashtus, and the Meiri learns like this. The pashtus would be that la'achar chazara karush is mutter. Mitzchila, everyone felt karush was aser. La'achar chazara karush became mutter. That is the way the Meiri learns. If you look at Tosis and Avodah Zarah and Lamed Hei, the bottom Tosis and Lamed Hei, Amad Aleph, Tosis learns fakeret within the Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos learns that according to the Rabbeinu Tam, Koresh is always mutter. It's a davar pashut. It underwent some chemical process. It changed. It's mutter. Salol is going to be usher kaidem chazara. But la'achar chazara, salol is going to be mutter. No? Now that would be a little bit funny. No, Koresh is always mutter. Salol, right, was also mutter kaidem chazara, la'achar chazara is going to be usher. Meaning the Rabbeinu Tam, there are two versions of the Rabbeinu Tam, is the chazara going on the Koresh, or is the chazara going on the tzolol? That's the machlokis between the Me'iri and the Tosis on Lamed Hei of Avodah Zarah that Reb Fiva Cohen points out. So far, so good. We have two shitos. Lahalacha, the Ramah tells me v'chein lehagen, which means that there is a distinction between Koresh and tzolol. And that is mevuar in the Ramah in Sif Yud, where the Ramah talks about bidiyeved. If I am maimed in cholav shebekeva, so if it's with the tzolol bidiyeved, it's going to be aser, unless there's sheshem. If it's in the karosh bidiyeved, it's going to be mutter. Right. So the Ramah in Seif Yud really clarifies his v'chein lo hagen in Seif Tes that we're following the Rabbeinu Tam. And the Mechaber in Se'if Yud is clear that Ben Koresh Ben Solol is going to be Mutter, like the Rambam and the Rif, right? And that's really Beferish and Se'if Yud in the Mechaber. The only thing is that the Mechaber in Se'if Yud says, do not try this in your own bathtub at home, right? Meaning, L'chatchila, you're not, even though Koresh and Solol is not considered a chelek of the animal, it's going to be pirsha ba'ama, and it's heter gomor, according to the Rambam and the Rif, but l'chatchila, I shouldn't be maimed with this stuff. Right? That's basically the yesod. And the concern over here, for the mechaber, is more midine kavush kemavushal than anything else. Okay, let's explain another yeriday concept. Kavush kemavushal. By the way, I'm not saying kedushim, no? I'm just learning Pshat and Mechaber, Ramah, because sometimes things get complicated. But Kavash Kemavushal is the Pshat that ordinarily, for flavor to transfer, you need heat. However, there are two ways that flavor can transfer without heat. One is called Maliach Kavaseyach, that you salt. Let's say I have cheese and meat together, right, and they touch each other, nothing happens. You wipe it off, it's gevaldik. But if I have salt between the meat and the cheese, so then flavor will absorb. Similarly, kavush, if I have a piece of meat that is soaking in milk for 24 hours, kavush kemavushal tells me the flavor transfers and it becomes asr. No? Those are the two methods of what we call cold fusion for the physics people among us. Right? There's cold fusion of the taste that it becomes asr with kavush or with maliyah. When the Mechaber tainos that you're not allowed to lechatchila be maimed with the cholav that's in the keva, the concern is that al yedei the kavush or the maliach, some meat flavor is going to get into that milky substance in the stomach, and that's going to make it like basar b'cholav, and if I'm maimed and not being maimed in basar b'cholav. Right? That's really what the Mechaber says. But b'di'eved, the Mechaber holds that it is not potent enough to aser. When we say kavush aser, it usually requires 24 hours. Very salty substances, like tzir, can become kavush in a less amount of time. That amount of time usually is k'dei she'yale ala ish v'yarsiyah, the amount of time to boil it. L'chatchila, we're worried that this cholav shebekeva is very salty, very spicy, and it's going to be like tzir that asers out kovash right away. But b'di'eved, we're not so choshish, it's going to be so salty, so spicy. And that's the way the Goyin learns this din. The Goyin is in Os Chof Gimel. Great. Now, so far, we have Mechaber who passes like Rambam. We have Ramah who passes like the Rabbeinu Tam. And no one passes like Rashi. However, the Maharshal, right, comes up and he says, I pass like Rashi. But me'anyein hadavar, that the Maharshal is not paskening like Rashi on a fundamental level. No? You see, the Maharshal, you get the impression if you read the Taz and Isa Zayin, and you read it slowly, the Maharshal fundamentally holds that there's a difference between Koresh and Sol. Nor bus, I don't know how hard something has to be to become Koresh. Right? You have this within the Maharshal? And the way Maharshal and the Taz says it, mi yodeya mashir hakrisha. Who knows how how Koresh is? And because I don't know how Koresh is, therefore, I'm going to answer even things that are Koresh, because maybe what you consider Koresh isn't Koresh. But it sounds like fundamentally he's working within a Rabbi Nutam worldview, not within a Rashi worldview. Nachon? I think that's what emerges from the Taz. The Shach in Eis Chof Hei presents a different reason to be Machmir over here. He also quotes the Maharshal, but you get an impression from the Shach that the Maharshal fundamentally holds like Rashi, no? Kirashi, you see that? Right, in my Shach, it's like three lines on the bottom of the first page. The Maharshal holds like Rashi, but the Shach answers for a different reason, and that other reason is even Koresh is going to be other Aharis Ayin. People will think that the Koresh is what? People will think that the Koresh is regular. People will think that it is something that comes from the behemoth, and that's why it's able to mimic Gavinus. And they're not going to realize that it's Koresh and it's Mutter, so therefore it's Usser. Right? The Shach is saying that Koresh is Usser out Maris Ayin. It's a little, right? And the Shach also learns, I think if you read the Shach carefully, that that's the Pshat in Se'if Yud. In Sif Yud, we thought that the reason why it's Asar L'chatchila is because of a din of Maliach Kiroseach or something, no? The Shach says, that's not why it's Asar. It's Asar out Maris Ayin. Now comes along the Heiliger Prima Gadim. He was a good Jew. And the Prima Gadim writes, the Prima Gadim tainas that there's no Maris Ayin at all here. He quotes in the Ramon the Torah Chatos because Chazusei Mochiach. Remember, when we learned the Sugya of Maris Ayin, we pointed out that anything that is really Nikar, there's no Maris Ayin on. Remember this? Didn't we discuss, like, it's not crab and stuff?
Yeah.
Right? Or anything that really looks, it doesn't look like the real McCoy. It looks different a teeny bit. That's Mutter. But apparently the Shach and the Prima Gadim are disagreeing about how different it's got to look. Again, I am no expert on cheese making at all. But the Shach is saying that the Cholav Shebekeva, the Cholav Korah Shebekeva, is going to be Usar Altsmaris Ayin, because what? Because people are going to think, right? Because people are going to think that it is really Solo, maybe? It's a little different, that, right? People think it's Solo, even though, or people think it's Solo Shenikrash, which in Se'if Yud is two opinions in the Ramah. Maybe that's the Pshat in the Maris Ayin, the Shach. But comes along the Prima Gun, he says, no, there's no Maris Ayin, because Chazuseo Mochiach. Everybody knows that it looks different. Okay, so again, that's Chazar. We have three big basic shitas. Rambam Rif, everything is Mutter. Koresh Tzolol. Rashi, everything is Usser. Does anyone hold like Rashi as a Machlekes Shach and Taz? Right? The Rabbi Tam is the mainstream shita. This Koresh is Mutter, Tzolol is going to be Usser. Right? Nonetheless, there are two concerns to Usser the Koresh. One would be the concern it might not be real Koresh that the Taz brings up. Then there's also Maris Ayin concern that the Shach brings up. Ben?
I'm really just confused. We're talking about
this is
the,
hard.
No, we're talking about the chalav tzolol in a
in the stomach bowl. Of a no chalav tzolol in the stomach of a kosher animal. Let's say.
Okay.
I shuck the calf, and the calf has kosher milk inside. Let's say, right? Can I be maimed in that?
I thought we said that.
Oh, you're saying that.
Kosher calf, you could even use the or a keva. And that the only time you.
Cholav shenimtza bekeva, according to the Rambam and the Rif, is always mutter, even if it's cholav trefa. Yesh misha oser, the Rambam says, that if it's karush, if it's chalav treif, it's going to be aser. If it's karush, it's going to be mutter. If it's salt, it's going to be aser. And Rashi holds, right, in other words, you're right. Chalav shenimtza bekeva should be mutter, because it's just, everything is kosher, right? Correct.
If it's a kosher animal.
If it's a kosher animal, if everything is kosher, everything is kosher. But if I have a treifa thrown in, right, that's why they send you to pay Aleph Sevav.
That's either if the animal is
treifa
or...
let's say it's easier to assume that nursed from a treifa animal. Okay. The kosher animal nursed from a treifa animal.
Okay.
So there are three shitas. Now there is a fourth shita, which Rashi on Kuf Tes Zayin quotes from his Rebbeim, but Rashi in Ganson rejects. And that fourth shita wants to say that the chalav karush in the keva is going to be usher. One second, I said it backwards. The Rashi quotes his Rebbeim that the chalav karush in the keva is going to be mutter out naparnat. Naparnat is what we call secondary infusion of taste, right? So what Rashi is calling his Rebbeim is saying is that the keva itself is just absorbed taste. It gives its taste into the chalav shebekeva. So it's naparnat, and naparnat is going to be mutter. But Rashi jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels. Rashi says, this pshat makes no sense. The classical case of naparnat is what we call dogim sha'olu b'kaira. Let's say I have a plate that is a fleshiga plate, no? There is flavor of flesh in the plate. And then you have fish on the plate. So we pass in that's mutter, because the fish are not fleshic. Why? And we spoke about this actually when we learned the sugya of sakana a little bit, no? Dagim shalom b'kaira seems to be a raya that we're not worried about sakana. I'll call panem with tam. But dagim shalom b'kaira, you have a fleshiga plate, and the fish goes on that fleshiga plate, so that is called secondary infusion of taste. But that's secondary infusion, because they have tam basar that goes into the plate. From the plate, and it's heter basar. From the plate, it goes into the fish, and it's still heter basar. Right? So tam sheni is for heter. However, zakt Rashi, in this case, it's not tam sheni beheter, because in this case you have the flavor of the meat that goes into the cholav, so that would be like tam rishon, not tam sheni. No? That seems to be the way Rashi asks the kasha. And Rashi says, based on this, I reject the mahalach of my Rebbeim. Yes, sir.
Does that missing his tam from the meat to the basar, from the meat to the cholav? Does it matter whether it's
malicha
or just like?
So again, if it's malicha, so that's sif yud, and that might become aser. But let's assume that.
Isn't that just
derabanan
in the first place?
Okay, because it's not derech bishul. It's not really cooked with. So whether we say chanan by drabanan, we'll have to discuss later on. Rashi over here, if I remember correctly, does not really bring up the term chanan anywhere, no?
He says nas nabila kua.
So you're saying if there's no chanan on basar b'chol midrabanan, right? So then, okay, we're going to have to hold this ha'ara for a while. We'll have to get back to it. But enochanami, yes. You seem to be making a very good point. But the yesod is that Rashi over here tainas that my rebbeim are wrong. Because my rebbeim say that it's mutter out not barnat. And Rashi says this is not barnat because over here tam sheni is be'isser. You're going straight from basar into the chala. However, if you look in the Mordechai in Simin Tufshin Lamed Gimel, no? Tufshin Lamed Gimel, Tufshin Lamed Dalel. That's when I was born, by the way. So if you look in the Mordechai in Tufshin Lamed Gimel, so the Mordechai quotes something that sounds very similar to this idea. The Mordechai, I think, is saying here. I have to find the exact line. And the Mordechai, I think like in the two or three lines before the lines get wide, the Mordechai says something to the effect of that really the R is only usher because the or was bileya, the basar. No? What are we doing over here? We are making cheese with hide. Stomach hide. Stomach hide is just skin. The stomach hide absorbed the basar. Right? If you remember, we had in Sif, where was it? In Sif Zion, that or is not called basar minatayra. No? So I think if you read the Mordechai, right, the Mordechai is saying that it is not barnat because the ur is absorbing the basar. And if the ur is absorbing the basar, that's tam rishon, and it goes from the ur into the cholav, and that's tam sheni. So it's really classical, not barnat, no? Again, I get this impression, you'll have to tell me if I'm right, whether this is pshat in the Mordechai, and the Mordechai seems to be going like the sheet of Rashi's Rebbeim, that's something that the Plesi points out in Sif Katin Yud Ches. Oh. Now, two more ha'aros. The chalav shebekeva, is that aser min ha'tayra or is it aser midrabanan? We spoke about chalav shchuta. Now chalav shchuta in the classical case means that you shecht an animal and there's milk in its udders. Over here you're shechting an animal and there's milk in its stomach. Is that called chalav shchuta? That is not at all pashut. Look in the Badei HaShulchan, I don't know, Sifkatin Kuf Tes, I think, or Kuf Yud Aleph. Yeah, I think it's in Kuf Tes. The Badei HaShulchan, yeah, in Sifkatin Kuf Tes, the Badei HaShulchan has two opinions, the Machon Sin, the Lovush, and the rest of Judaism, whether it's considered Aser Min HaTorah or not. Now, one of the difficult issues that comes up is that the Mechaber seems to contradict himself. In Simon Pei Aleph, the Mechaber asers me raglayim shel chamor, no? Even though Hasarno says that's Pirsha Ba'alma, he asers it. Yet over here, the Mechaber paskins that any cholav shebekeva is mutter out Pirsha Ba'alma. Now, within the Rambam, it's not a problem, because the Rambam actually is matir, mei raglayim shel chamor. But the Mechaber in Pei Aleph, whose first opinion is that mei raglayim shel chamor is Usser seems to be Slicer his Shita over here that it's going to be Mutter. And in my dear friend, the Megillah Sefer, he quotes that he thinks that Meirag Nashul Chamor should really be Heter Gamor Min HaTaira, and the whole din and Pei Aleph, and it's also a din de Rabbanon, Ayin Shem B'Tim Sanachas. Right? That's the next Ha'ara that we wanted to make. Okay, Chevra. So now I'm going to text you or WhatsApp you about what time we'll have Shir on Sunday, Bezus Hashem. Good? Okay. Judaism is good?
Yeah.
Bezus Hashem. I don't know why you took up.